Hello, beloved. Welcome back to another episode of Christian Singles Today. I am your Christian relationship coach, Reverend Simone Lee, aka Simone the Beloved. And I'm so glad that you decided to tune in today so that we can spend time together reflecting on some of the real hard questions about what it means to be a Christian single in today's society. So for the last few weeks, we've been talking a lot about how to prepare well for this season of being in a relationship even as you're single. In my experience as a pastor, spiritual director, or a relationship coach, a lot of times we dismiss the need to really prepare well for a relationship, not to mention a marriage, until we're actually in the prospect of being in one. For example, one of my pet peeves is that, why is it that premarital counseling is so close to when the wedding is actually happening? If there are problems that are actually going to be alerted through these premarital counseling, do we actually address them, or do we just hope for the best and sweep them under the rug anyways? Therefore, in my own practice, we really start well before they're even in a relationship, and we start talking about what does it mean to be an honorable man or woman of God, so that when they do find someone that they desire to be in a relationship with, how are they bringing the best version of themselves, who God created them to be, to participate in that? That's like almost like pre-dating counseling that we would go together to make sure that, you know, besides physical attraction or emotional attraction, how to use this dating opportunity as a means to discern well what is God's plan for you as a single person, and as well as in a dating relationship, and later on perhaps in a marriage. And whenever we talk about discernment and having God in that conversation, of course, it is inevitable that we need to really talk about prayer, because we don't just say, oh, I'm discerning, or I am allowing God to be the center of this relationship, but we're not really involving God in the conversation of this relationship. So that is why last week I went in depth and talked about how, as a single person, how to pray for your life to be shaped so that it gets a line on the path that propels you to becoming that best version of man and woman that God had created you to be, so that you are ready to be in that relationship when He brings you towards someone that touches your heart and you feel like, this is the man or woman that God has prepared for me, that I would like to explore the possibility of being in a relationship with and explore the possibility of considering marriage with. But if we're not well prepared ourselves, then it's really hard to discern what is God's will for my life, my marriage, my relationships, and my family, and all that good stuff. So today I'm actually going to go a little bit deeper about some of that prayer stuff. But before we get started, just again want to invite you guys to find a really comfortable spot to just snuggle up for a few minutes with me, and maybe get your journaling pens and papers ready so that you can take down some of these questions so that you can ponder them and journal and reflect them in prayer with God throughout the rest of the week, and maybe get your beverage of choice so that you can really just relax and dive right into this conversation. And if you haven't already, I want to encourage you to follow and subscribe to this channel so that you'll be notified every time we have a new podcast coming out, because we want you to be a part of this community, this conversation, so that we can continue to encourage and invest in one another in this journey, so that we know that we're not doing this alone, but that this is something that we can learn and explore and grow with one another on. So as I have mentioned a few times before briefly, my background is a pastor and spiritual director and a healer. So prayer and talking to God and discerning God's will is one of my primary love language, I would say. This is the gift I have to offer to the church, to the body of Christ, and it's something that I really enjoy doing and is very passionate about. And that is part of the reason why I also started this podcast, is so that, you know, as Christian singles, how do we involve this conversation, not just with one another, but also with God in this process, so that we know that we're not alone, and that even this part of our lives, which sometimes we seem to think is not as important as other parts of our lives that for some reason God doesn't want to talk to us about, I just wanted to dispel that myth and really invite you guys to have this conversation with God about how does He envision your whether your singlehood, your relationship life, your dating life, your marriage, your families, to look like, that these are actually really important parts of your design, that when God thought of you in the creation of time, He thought of all of these little details, that He had great plans for you, and that He is so delighted when we come to Him and ask, Pop, how can we dream of our future together, right? Like, what are some of the blessings that you have in store for me, and how can we get excited about them, and how can we explore and unravel and unpack all these things, and how can I get ready to be that person that is ready to steward and receive all these blessings that you have desired for me for so very long. And God just gets so excited whenever we come to Him with these kind of conversations. And that is what I mean by prayer. Yes, there are different types of prayer, and sometimes there needs to be more serious prayers where we sit in God's presence and we tell Him our needs and we intercede for other people. But there are times where prayer is also that invitation to dream with Him, to seek Him, to understand desires of His heart for you, and for you to be honest and vulnerable about desires of your hearts, and almost like two people doing a group project together or in a boardroom, just coming together. We're bringing all the pieces of our puzzles together, and how do they fit, right? And how do they mishmash? And how can we, with God's ideas and your ideas, how do we make even a bigger, brighter, more beautiful picture than you had even could ever imagine and conceive? A lot of times we talk about praying for the promises of God from the Bible, and to war and to fight and to travel for all that good stuff before it's happening, before we see it to fruition. But for some reason, in the area of relationship, in the area of marriage, in the area of family, often there's a lot of shame involved in admitting that we need to travail and also likewise war and pray for our marriage. At least that was my experience for the longest time. As I've mentioned before, there was a 10-year period where I was Christian and single, and God was just putting it on my heart to be praying for my marriage, actively praying for my marriage every single day. God would be very much reminding me, you know, like, you need to pray for your marriage, you need to travail in it, and to really be hardcore treasure hunting throughout the Bible for verses that were His promises for my marriage, for my family, for my relationships, for our family ministry, and all that good stuff. And that became an important part of my ministry, as in that was my part of the purpose God had on my life during those 10 years when it was part of the day where it was set aside time with God to intentionally be something to seek God for. A few weeks ago, He was revealing to me, even before those 10 years, 7 years before that, He had planted it on my heart to believe for and to pray for my marriage. And those 7 years, I wasn't even really in a solid relationship with Christ. You know, I was baptized, but I was not really involved with the church. I was still figuring out a lot of my own stuff and living the lifestyle from before, and just wishy-washy in my following and surrendering my life to Christ. But even during those times, God had put it on my heart to really believe for my marriage, to believe for the blessings that He desired for my marriage, for me and my partner and our family. And it was just so beautiful when God points out all the things He's been doing. He's the one that's been faithful in this prayer pursuit. It was never me, but it was Him. And that's the thing I want to bring out into the open today, and just help you guys to unpack and unravel, and maybe ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you how or in what areas of your life has God been pursuing you and just been really inviting you to just believe for your relationships, for your future, whether it's in the marriage, whether it's as a single person, but whatever your family looks like, right? Like, if those are the plans that God has put on your heart, and those are plans that you desire greatly and deeply, then God desires for you to know that there are blessings and tremendous treasures to be reaped for your future seasons, and how to partner with Him and dare to dream with Him in prayer and unification and communion to see all these things into fruition. The reason why I'm having this conversation is because during my 10 years when I was travailing, there was a lot of shame whenever I brought this issue up.
not a lot of people understood. They kind of looked at me like, are you desperate or something? Why are you praying like this? Like, there's something wrong with you. And I don't know which of you guys are listening right now. You need this confirmation to know that. No, you're not desperate out of your own soulish will and desire. You're desperate because you understand the plans of God's heart that He has planted and engraved upon your heart. The blessings of Abraham that is upon your life, upon your family, upon your lineage, upon your legacy. There is a plan for you to prosper, to be blessed, so that when all the other nations, all the other people look upon your life, they will see that Jesus Christ, who rose from the dead, is as alive today as He ever was. And He is alive in your life, and you're that testimony, because the blessing that you have in your life is inconceivable by anyone who's ever known you. And that when they look at you, they will know that surely there is a God, because only God can bring such perfection, such abundance into your life. And when I say perfection, abundance, I don't mean picture a perfect family or anything like that, but that through it all, through the realities of life, through the struggles, through the goods and the bad days, through their trials, that you would flourish. You would become more and more the better versions of you, more and more in that Christ-like image that you were created to be. And that always points a finger back at who Christ is. And that is the glory, that is the kingdom future that God has desired for you. So beloved, I pray that today's conversation somehow have sparked a yearning in your heart to really press into the Holy Spirit and ask, like, Holy Spirit, I really, really need to know. I really, really want to know what your desires, your plans, your blessings are for me. And how can you ignite that fire in my heart to press into it every single day, every moment of my life, to know and long for as if there's something that is in my life that's missing. Because beloved, there is something in your life that's missing. The promises of God, the promises of Jesus is both now and not yet. Yes, we have received the fullness of His salvation, but there's so much more sanctification, so much more blessings, so much more treasures that He desires to outpour into your life, the lives of all those that you touch. And the blessing on your life is not just for you and your family, beloved, but that there are people waiting for you. There are people waiting for you to become that person, so that the people that will never pick up a Bible will see how God is glorified in your life, and therefore will want and desire and be awoken in their souls and their whole hearts and their spirits to want to know this God, this living God, that has turned your life around in a way that's above and beyond anything that you can do on your own strength or you can imagine by your own abilities, and that it will waken the souls and spirits of other people to want and desire the same thing. So beloved, my invitation for you this week is to seek Papa, seek Jesus, seek Holy Spirit, and ask them to reveal to you the plans they have for you. The plans for your future, the plans for your good, the plans for you to prosper and to be blessed, and how they're inviting you to align with them, regardless of how other people looks at you when you know. And that's the thing, right? That's the wisdom that I had to learn to pick up through those years of people looking at me and me getting discouraged. You know, when people ask me, like, you know, what are you praying into lately? You know, like, how can we align with you? And I had to learn to discern not to share some of these prayers with everyone, because some people won't understand, and their disbelief and not understanding would often discourage me and make me doubt and think, huh, am I wrong? Did I hear wrong? And it would set me back a bit. So I would also give you impartation of wisdom to know and ask God how to discern, to discover who are the people He is aligning you with, to help you to add gas, add fuel to your fire, to be determined to pray into and to be in alignment with Father and His heart for you and your future, for you and your family and your legacy to come. So let me just pray for us before we end. Holy Spirit, we want to give this week to you, Lord. May you ignite our hearts with fire, ignite our hearts with desire, ignite our hearts to know the plans you have for us, to yearn, thirst, and to never rest until we are in alignment with your desires, your blessings, your will for us. Let's surrender to all of these, to know that it is more precious than gold, than anything that we seek. And may we trust in your goodness, that even though these plans we may not fully understand and we may not see, but that we can trust in your goodness, that you, for anything that we give to you, that you are more than willing to give us back the blessings that is above and beyond anything we can comprehend and conceive on our own. So Lord, we pray that you would change our hearts to align with yours, to ready our hearts in prayer, in worship, in posture, in the big things and the little things, that we may submit ourselves to you. And teach us to pray. Teach us to pray for all of these, to travail for all of these, and to discern all these good things that you are bringing into completion to our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Wow, beloved, I pray that today's conversation has sparked something in your soul and your spirit. And I'm just so excited to see what God is going to do with the seeds that were planted today. And for those of you that, you know, have had seeds planted in you a long time ago, but maybe for whatever reason have forgotten, or it just got overlooked because of busyness or whatever. Just like I did, I didn't even know that I had been praying for 17 years. All I ever thought was like I've been praying for 10 years until like a few weeks ago. God showed me that it's been 17 years, but there was stuff in the middle that got me discouraged and that I didn't know that, you know? But those discouragement, those times of believing, nonetheless, God had honored them also as prayers. So I pray that you would also be able to discover all these things that God has put in his treasure box also for your future, and that he has also valued and counted up as prayers and offering to him. Anyways, beloved, I really enjoy these conversations that we're having, and I really look forward to hearing from you. So if you get connected with me, be sure to check out Simone the Beloved on your social media and drop me a DM so that I can hear your story about what God has been doing in your life, and that I'll be able to also pray with you and continue these conversations. So I pray that you have a blessed and wonderful week, and I will talk to you guys again next Tuesday. Ciao.